Hey. Hope you had a good afternoon. Mine was great. So let's start. So this past year at YBC, the theme was belonging. And I did a devo for the high schoolers one night, and I feel like it's one of those, at least for me, that's worth repeating. So I'm going to repeat it. So belonging is an aspect of life that we have the desire to have. Whether it's belonging in a friend group, belonging in a church, even belonging in your own family. We kind of run into problems sometimes on our Christian walk to where we feel like we don't belong. Like we feel like we don't belong to God, more specifically. And to kind of solidify this little problem, Luke 15 tells the parables of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son, or the prodigal son. So the link between these parables is that there was an object that was lost. The owner of that object was looking for it tirelessly, and eventually the object was found, and there was a big kind of celebration for the finding of these objects, these possessions. But in the case of lost son, there was some other stuff after that, but that's a different lesson for a different time. But like I said, the owners didn't give up trying to find this possession, this object, their son. And like I said, when they eventually got back the thing, they had a big celebration. So, how does this relate to us? Like I said, in our Christian walk, we feel like we don't belong to God, whether it be through straying away from the narrow path that we should be on, or just basically going down a path that we shouldn't be on. We get distracted and we drift away from God as a result, and we obviously think about trying to get back on that path, and it's a lot easier said than done. One part of trying to get back on that path is feeling like we're not worthy to be with God. We don't feel like we belong with Him. Let's see. But that's not the case. It turns out that God does feel like we belong to Him. In fact, God pretty much owns us. We entirely belong to God, and He is more than welcoming to take us back whenever we drift away. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, it says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And so, in other words, God will take us back as long as we admit our wrongs. He doesn't want to punish us for the sins we committed. He wants to take us back and forgive us. So out of these three parables, the parable of the prodigal son, at least for me, is the easiest to relate to because I am not a coin, neither a sheep. But also, like I told the high schoolers in the Diva camp, I have experienced prodigal son likeness. I've drifted away for periods of time, and I've gotten to a low, and I've been probably not in the exact same situation as this prodigal son who was hanging out with pigs, but it was a pretty low place for me, and it's difficult to come out of, and it goes back to the problem of we we think that we don't belong to God. But as we keep reading the prodigal son, he has a realization that, oh, maybe I can come back to dad and work for him. Maybe he'll take me back. And so, just like us, we think of compromises, like a deal to make, you know, kind of like an excuse to come back. And the father, he sees his son walking in the distance, and immediately runs out to him, and he greets him with a hug and a kiss. And like, you know the story, the son basically says, I'm so sorry for what I've done. The father forgives him entirely and makes a big deal out of it. My son is lost, but now he is found. So this son, he confessed his wrongs. He admitted what he did was wrong, and his father believed that his son belonged with him and the family. And that's how God is. For us that have read the parable and have learned about it, God is compared to us the Father. He will always take us back. He will never reject us. Like I said in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He'll forgive us, no matter what. And through God, if we come back to God after we have strayed from the path, and with the help of our Christian family, you guys, we as sinners and as people who have strayed away can feel like we belong again. We belong in this group. We belong to God. So, in conclusion, God wants us to be with him, and he will look out in the distance until we peek up in the horizon. Just like the father in the parable, he will run up to us and give us a great big hug and throw a huge celebration. So if you're having any troubles, if you've strayed from your walk with God and you feel like he can't take you back, well, he can. And if you need any help realizing that, there will be some people here to meet you as we sing our invitation song.